With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Typhoon Kalmaigi leaving at least 241 people dead. Scores are still missing in the Philippines. That storm now moving into Vietnam. In the Supreme Court, justices taking an early look at President Trump's far-reaching tariffs and whether they put at a risk a cornerstone to his agenda in the biggest legal test yet of his presidency. Challengers say the president is illegally using the emergency law. Mr. Trump says a ruling against him would be catastrophic for the economy. President Trump is ramping up the pressure on the Senate Republicans to eliminate the filibuster.
With the government shutdown now the longest in U.S. history, the president told GOP senators it's time to change the rules and do away with the filibuster.
And if you don't terminate the filibuster, you'll be in bad shape. We won't pass any legislation.
Even though the filibuster's 60-vote threshold has prevented Republicans from reopening the government, GOP leaders have strongly opposed changing it. They argue it's allowed them to halt Democratic policies when Republicans were in the minority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vladimir Putin reportedly considering resuming nuclear tests.
Speaking at a meeting with members of his Security Council, Russian President Vladimir Putin reaffirmed his earlier statement that Moscow will only restart nuclear tests if the US does so first. But he directed the defense and foreign ministries and other government agencies to analyze Washington's intentions and work out proposals for resuming nuclear weapons tests. President Trump appeared to signal last month that the U.S. will resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades, saying it would be on an equal basis with Russia and China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. The Canadian Supreme Court redefines cruel and unusual punishment.
The government wants to impose a minimum one-year jail term for anybody found to possess child pornography. But the Canadian High Court in a 5-4 decision says 1 year behind bars amounts to cruel and unusual punishment and therefore is unconstitutional. The justices defended their ruling by saying that, quote, it must be recognized that child pornography offenses can be committed in different ways under different circumstances and by different offenders. Michael Harrington reporting.
20 Democrat-led states are challenging a new Trump administration policy designed to keep taxpayers from footing the bill for programs that promote the LGBT agenda. The rule blocked nonprofit workers from a student loan cancellation program if federal officials determine their employer has a substantial illegal purpose. This is SRN News. Questions over the future of biofuels taking a swipe at the bottom line for one of the country's largest multinational food processors.
Archer Daniels Midland reported a steep decline in the third quarter crushing profits, down 93% year over year to just $13 million. That dragged down AMD's Ag Services and Oilseed segment operating profits to $379 million. That was a 21% decline. Weak margins being blamed on deferred biofuel policy and shaky global trade flows. Bob Agner reporting.
A jury has begun deliberations now in the Justice Department's assault case against a man who threw a sandwich at a federal agent. Prosecutors telling the jury Sean Charles Dunn broke the law when he threw his submarine sandwich at a Customs and Border Protection agent on August the 10th. More details at srnnews.com.